Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The American Golden Calf. As a young boy, I enjoyed my family's bantam chickens that laid very small eggs and hatched very small chicks. Theirs was a small and miniature world. One day, one of my bantams started sitting on eggs to hatch its chicks. Something happened to her eggs, but she continued to sit, so I decided to put a duck egg under her. Duck eggs are at least three times bigger than bantam eggs and take a few days longer to hatch. But she dutifully sat on the egg several days longer. She hatched a duckling, and as you can imagine, it thought that his world was normal and that the bantam hen was his mother. The duckling eventually grew into a full-sized mallard duck, probably five or six times the size of its bantam mother. The full-grown duck would follow its hen mother around, as would normal chicks. It was a funny sight to watch, but I remember thinking, even as a small boy, that the duck's entire reality was that the bantam hen was his mother, and that was the way the world worked. He had no need to consider anything else. This is the world of the American people today, writes Bob Livingston. Their perceptions of reality control them, and they who control their perceptions control the American people. One perception of America has always been that she is the mother country and ordained by God, good and just and a beacon of freedom. This is hammered into our psyches from our early days. From preschool on up, we are taught to worship the state. I don't know if it's still done, but in the public education system for many years, school children across the South and elsewhere, I suppose, recited the Pledge of Allegiance each morning. Political rallies and government meetings are still often begun with the recitation of the pledge. By the way, I'm going to stop right here, just pause for a second. If you want to recite the pledge, go ahead and recite it. Understand that you're taking a loyalty oath to a flag. You're making a loyalty oath to a corrupted flag. There is no republic for which it stands. There is no one nation. It certainly isn't under God. It's not indivisible, nor should it be. People have the right to choose their form, their free associations, and a free association also includes the right to choose your form of government. Provided you get the order correct. God and his law, the transcendent law first, and then the law of man made in conformity to it. Simple as that. This is not hard to figure out here, folks. Back to Bob Livingston. People say it with patriotic fervor. He's talking about the pledge, writing about the pledge. With their hands placed dutifully on their hearts. Sporting events, political rallies, and other public venues are often kicked off with the playing and or singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Before the song begins, people are instructed to rise, men to remove their hats, and people place their hands over their hearts. They don't realize its value as a propaganda tool. We have come to equate the flag, the pledge, and the anthem with patriotism, and patriotism with government. Country and support for government, support for foreign wars and veterans. Anything less is un-American. Boy, howdy, folks. How many times have I said this? Exactly what Mr. Livingston just wrote on his site. How many times that you conflate government, the state, with patriotism, the form of government with patriotism, the military which is not supposed to be standing with patriotism. The calling card of dropping bombs on non-combatants, of annihilating entire cities with nuclear incendiary devices, is all star-spangled awesome, ain't it, baby? And we have the audacity to call ourselves Christians, and some have the audacity to call themselves Catholics.